You know how classical music is usually where the audience sits here, the musicians sit there, and they listen to an evening of 300-year-old music. That's not how it is when Rachel Warby's around. She is the creator of Musique, which is an ensemble that serves all kinds of music in all kinds of different venues, and which, if I remember correctly, Rachel, is going to be celebrating its 2-year anniversary really soon.
Oh my goodness, indeed we are. Yes, 2 years on paper, and in July it will be 2 years of live concerts.
Happy anniversary.
Why, thank you. Thank you. You know, something, Dot, that you said reminds me that I would love to be able to share with those who are listening the fact that our events are a reinvention of this archaic form called the concert, insofar as it's you, the audience, who are the essential element. In fact, yes, all of our events are held in unusual spaces, in warehouses and printing press factories, under bridges in parking lots, etc., so that the live music itself becomes almost like an art installation. But the fact of the matter is that the reinvention of the form is that it's a party. And you, as the guests, are the most essential element of that party, as it would be if you made a party in your home. A great party turns out to be who was there. And our parties thus far have been great because we have been fortunate to have a mishmash of amazing people who come to hear and share and listen and learn and have fun and be community around the notion of the arts live.
I love that concept of a party where you have people celebrating music and art. That is just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's quite different from the solemn act of entering a concert hall, which is anathema to us. We do not perform in concert halls. But, you know, that's a solemn act for which I have great reverence and, of course, is an act which I myself take part in quite often. But, in fact, the inside of a concert hall, whether it's the glorious Ambassador Auditorium or the even more glorious Disney Hall, or any concert hall, is still a rare atmosphere that is better utilized and better understood by people for whom the act of concert going in the most formal way is still vital. But my notion is that live music is for everyone. And concert halls are not for everyone.
Exactly. I'm thinking, well, we have people who are riding the Gold Line, myself among them, and who are using their iPods, and now we have to get them excited about Gershwin.
That's right. I love your
idea of a party doing that. What else do you do in order to make Gershwin live for somebody like that?
Well, I'm not shy about curating music. So during all of the Musique events, I am there to act as the tour guide. And I love the notion of deconstructing music, which of course ticks along through time as time ticks along. And so it's often difficult for people to ascertain that which they've heard, as opposed to what happens when they look at a still piece of art on a wall, which doesn't move even though the clock ticks. So when you come to a Musique event, you can expect a glass of wine, some hors d'oeuvres, some desserts, some live music, some talking by me. There's no backstage. The artists are available for the duration of the event. And the events are without intermission. So our uncorked or unpeeled events are 60 minutes in length. And our summer concert series on the grounds of Caltech are 90 minutes without intermission. So we just weave a story. We play our hearts out. We have some of the best artists in the world working with us. And it's really not our intention to ask you to devote your whole life to us, just a small portion of it, but to give us your undivided attention.
And I like that as well.
Less is more.
That certainly is. And it takes into account that people have busy, crazy lives, mm-hmm. and they're probably rushing to where your venue is and rushing back.
And or paying babysitters. And we're just, in all, I would say that I have found that one can say all there is to say that it's important in a very compressed period of time.
Now, with that in mind, there's going to be a very compressed period of time on March 11th that you're going to have something special coming up with music.
Yes, we call it Powerhouse from the Firehouse, March 11th. It's with Tina Clark at the Civic Auditorium, but the trick of it is that even the audience will enter through the loading dock. So we are all on the stage, all of the singers who will sing Tina Clark's songs, which were made famous by everyone from Dionne Warwick to Aretha Franklin to Shalaya to Tamara Gray. And the audience will be on the stage with the singers, with the band, and with Tina Clark. And people sit in eclectic seating, beanbag chairs, couches, bleachers. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who come. And it's a treat to be on a bare stage. We held an event there last year, and some of the most experienced concertgoers who attended were just in shock to have the privilege of walking through the loading dock door and looking out at the empty hall.
There goes the line between the musicians and the concertgoers.
That's right. That's right. No line.
No line whatsoever. Tina Clark has an interesting story, too, I believe.
Indeed. She's a quite something, truly a legend in her own time, a girl born and raised in Mississippi who, when she was 11 years old, decided she wanted to be a Motown drummer and a composer, and out of the blue wrote a letter and posted it through the U.S. Post to her then idol, Hal David, who really became her mentor and who helped her pave the way. She owns, of course, the Firehouse Recording Studios here in Pasadena, through which every great artist passes. And she also is the producer and composer of the musical, soon to go to Broadway, but which had its start at the Pasadena Playhouse, called Twist.
So we'll be looking forward to having that happen.
March 11th, Tina and me.
Great. And I will. We'll have to come back to this. But you're also having a concert with one of my total idols later this summer, Patty Austin.
Oh, yes. One of my idols also. Oh, my goodness. I had breakfast with her a couple of months ago. And to listen to her think out loud about what she's going to sing and start singing the songs, the voice.